Next, the Hudson Mohawk Magazine brings you a piece on the technology of the internet, focusing on how ethics fit into technology. Correspondent Garrett McCary looks into how students learn about ethics at RPI.
So here's the question. Will the Internet of Things empower or destroy? This will be discussed by Dr. Francine Berman and Dr. Tom Shelfie at the Lois S. Peters Lecture Series, The Ethics of Managing Emerging Technology. I'm speaking with Dr. Gina Colarelli O'Connor, a professor and associate dean at RPI School of Management. So, Dina, what does it mean, the ethics of managing emerging technology?
Well, here at RPI, as you know, we have such great science and engineering taking place, and these new technologies and discoveries that are emerging are really changing the way people live and bringing whole new types of value to the marketplace. But along with that, there's a lot of uncertainty and ambiguity about unintended consequences of some of these technologies. And in a school of management, what we really need to do is help to start the conversation about what those unintended consequences might be. Because the urgency to commercialize and to gain a competitive advantage on the basis of these kinds of technologies is very strong in the marketplace. And right now, we don't really have mechanisms. The law lags way behind the pace of development of the technologies. And so the sense was in our school, and actually with Lois's leadership, that we needed to initiate some thought about that, some conversation about that, and some development of educational materials and curriculum for our students, because they're going to be right in the middle of this. And so that was start of the genesis of this. We did have several very interested alumni who are helping to support some of this activity and who have promised to support it. So this will eventually become a center of excellence for the Lally School.
Yeah, I see. Because I was curious, it's a management and business school here, and how do you actually fit ethics into this school?
Why are you asking that question, Garrett? That's kind of interesting. But product managers every day have to make decisions. And they are under incredible pressure to make decisions that are going to create short-term profit. And some of the things that are happening in the world of science and engineering right now, if they're unleashed into the world without thought, are going to have consequences that we can't fix. And it is up to all of us in a society, including the institution of the for-profit organization, to be engaged in understanding what those are and figuring out how to put the reins on it as necessary. A company can make all the profit it wants, but if we're in a world that is facing some of those unintended consequences, that would be an awful situation for all of us. So it's particularly important for the business school in an engineering and science dominated institution to have this perspective, because we are perceived as the catalyst for moving technologies into the marketplace. So right now the world of the scientist is mostly concerned with creating new knowledge. We're the ones that take it into the market, and we've got to have this broader perspective.
So the first one was about the CRISPR technology, and everyone can see the dangers and what might happen when that goes awry in some way. But this one is about the Internet of Things, and it seems so harmless.
The Internet of Things is not harmless. And again, I don't want to be the doomsayer, but I think a lot of people are concerned about the Internet of Things. So that will be our second panel. It's coming up on April the 11th. And it's open to anybody who's interested in coming. So we would encourage people in the local community to attend if they want to take part in this discussion. But in fact, the Internet has invaded every part of our lives, and now with the ability to create smart products. So your toaster could be collecting data. Your refrigerator now is internet enabled, so that every time you open it, every time you know, it could be keeping inventory of what's there and provide on a display board on the front what you need for your grocery list. Nest, Apple's Nest, now takes measurements of the heat, that's the, you know, thermal energy being used in your home. It adjusts it. You can adjust it from your phone, and all that. All of that. And so those things allow for incredible new modern conveniences. But at the same time, the companies who are doing that are collecting data about us. So the issue around data privacy is an enormous issue. And we're getting to the point where you can't escape it. And so what those companies will be doing with that data, how we use data to manipulate the way, you know, people, public opinion on things, all of those things are enabled now by the Internet of Things and the Internet's ability to collect data on everything we do. So even other than Internet of Things, every time you search for something on the web, the data of every web page you go to and how long you spend on it looking is collected. And so these are some of the issues that it's easy to find ways of commercializing, of selling that data for certain purposes. But what are an individual's rights, and what is society's rights and responsibilities to individuals associated with that? So we need to have that discussion.
I'm speaking with Dr. Gina Colarelli O'Connor, a professor of marketing and innovation at Rensselaer's Lally School of Management. And we're talking about an interesting program coming up, the Lois S. Peters Lecture Series, The Ethics of Managing Emerging Technology. So, Gina, who's going to help us take care of the issues that you bring up? Who's going to be regulating? Is this another the government coming down or industry regulated? How is this going to work?
Well, I don't have any idea, and I think that's part of the issue. And certainly, I'm not an expert in this field, but that's part of why we structure these panels. So one of our panelists, Dr. Francine Berman, who's well recognized in this area, has written articles in which she's calling for an Internet Bill of Rights, in which we discuss these issues. And it'll be interesting to hear what she has to say about the role of government and the role of for-profit organizations. I mean, we have not held organizations, we don't expect them to take the lead on these issues. We expect them to comply on these issues. But that's not always been the case, and in some cases, corporations have formed consortia and have taken the lead on some of these kinds of issues. I don't know that that'll happen on this one, so there probably will need to be some regulation. She talks about the thinking about the Internet as our next version of a utility, and that would then suggest form of regulation. When you look, for example, at what's in the news recently about Facebook and the role of this company, Cambridge Analytica, that has been scraping data and helped, for example, now President Trump formulate his tweets based on understanding what words provoke strong opinions in the population. Those are the kinds of manipulation techniques that in that realm, the political realm, is not a commercial realm, but, you know, we need to watch out for. And similarly, you know, in the more commercial realm, it's not all bad. It's wonderful to have the Internet of Things, where we can have, if we need, individuals in their home being monitored through robots, for example, for an elder care situation. So there's a lot of opportunities, but we just don't have a mechanism right now to hold an open forum discussion about what those consequences could be. And then if we can put in place something like an Internet Bill of Rights, it'll help us have a systematic approach to this, because these technologies just keep coming at us faster and faster.
So aside from these lecture series that you're having, I'm sure it'll continue next year with whenever new issue comes up. Mm-hmm. How can people get involved in this decision-making process?
Well, I mean, here we are, very small in Troy, New York, trying to do something. And so we have student groups that are writing white papers, looking at individual cases. Right now we have a student group that's working on the fact that, for example, employers are requiring their employees to wear smart devices or smart wearables, as they call them, so that we can track employees' productivity. So there'll be we have a website that we've developed. If you go to lally.rpi.edu and you click on the Centers of Excellence tab, the Ethics in the Management of Emerging Technologies is there now, and we'll be posting these kinds of things. But we've also partnered with a debate forum called Kialo, and we're setting up these discussion forums so that people can participate. And each time we have a panel on a certain topic, following that, there will be a discussion forum that is set up so that people can attend the panel if they want. And the panels are filmed, so we have those up on the website. But then there's also this discussion. So what we want to do is encourage that active discussion and help us to begin to formulate some sorts of position papers. And we'll take it from there.
Well, I thank you so much for the information on this. I'm so happy that RPI is getting so involved in the community at large, you know, and inviting people to come in, because these are important issues, and we all need to. I'm speaking with Gina Colarelli O'Connor she's a professor at the Lally School of Management, and we were talking about the Lois S. Peters Lecture Series, The Ethics of Managing Emerging Technology, which will be held April 11th at the CBIS Auditorium. I don't know what that is.
It's a Center for Biotechnology and Interdisciplinary Studies, which sounds complicated, but they have a beautiful auditorium, so we're using it.
And this is open to the public as well, so we hope to see you there. Thank you, Gina.
Thanks, Garrett.
That was Garrett McCary talking about ethics and technology.